Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hello, podcast listeners. I just returned from a terrific trip. It was a cruise into Canada and New England with my mother to celebrate her birthday and the 4th of July. We were on the Queen Mary 2, or QM2, which is the flagship of the Cunard line. And it's the most beautiful ship. It's the largest ocean liner ever built, and the only ocean liner that also operates as a passenger ship. And it routinely crosses the Atlantic, going from Southampton, England to New York City. We left out of New York and had a fantastic time, and I still feel like I'm on the ship. I'm rocking and rolling. But since I was gone last week, I've pulled a show out of the archives for you that I think you'll enjoy. It's about using balance transfer credit cards. And I love these because when you use them the right way, they can be a pretty powerful financial tool to help you get rid of your debt balances faster, which saves a whole lot of money and cuts interest. So I'll be back next week with a new show for you. And if you'd like to see some photos from my trip, I'll be posting some on Instagram. My channel is at Laura D. Adams. Today, we're going to talk about using a balance transfer credit card. If you've ever received one of these offers through the mail or online, you may have wondered if it could help or hurt your finances. These promotional offers come with a lot of fine print that can be a little tricky to understand, especially if you're using them for the first time. So in this podcast, I'll explain in plain English how a balance transfer credit card works, how it affects your credit, and when it makes sense to use one. You'll learn smart tips to cut your interest expense, save money, and get out of debt faster. The show notes, which include resources and previous podcasts that I mention, are always on the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. This is show number 486, called Your Guide to Using a Balance Transfer Credit Card. Before we get started, I want to let you know that today's episode is brought to you by Madison Reed. Madison Reed is a new company that's completely changing the hair color industry, giving you a better option whether you color at home, at the salon, or both. It's the first ever at-home hair color that gives long-lasting gray coverage without many of the harsh ingredients found in other hair colors, like ammonia or PPD. Madison Reed also has a love guarantee. If you're not completely loving your hair, their staff of licensed colorists will send you a new color kit on them. And if you're still not satisfied, they'll give you your money back. No risk, all reward. Visit madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit when you use the code MONEYGIRL. That's madison-reed.com. Offer code MONEYGIRL. No matter if you're brand new to balance transfer credit cards or you've used one before, I hope you'll stick with me because this show will help define some of the terminology that you hear with these offers and help you understand what are some of the most common current offers that are out there. So a balance transfer credit card is just like a regular credit card, except it includes an incentive to transfer balances from other accounts and pay no or lower interest rates on debt for a period of time. You can move just about any type of debt, like a balance on another credit card, a personal loan, or a car loan, to a balance transfer card. So you're essentially moving debt from one account to this balance transfer offer. And everyone is different. Every balance transfer offer that you'll see is a little bit different. The longer the promotional period, though, the better. And the most common promotions are an annual percentage rate or APR of 0% during that introductory or promotional period. And what that means is you don't accrue one penny of interest until after the promotion expires. Card issuers offer these terrific deals as an incentive for you to do more business with them. I've used many balance transfer offers, and they really can be a smart way to cut your interest temporarily and save money if you understand the rules and use them the right way. So here's an example. Let's say you have a $5,000 balance on a card charging 22% interest, and you move it to a card that charges 0% for the first 12 months. You'd save about $875 during the promotional period, which could go toward paying off your balance. That helps reduce the time it takes to get out of debt. But as I mentioned, after the music stops playing and that introductory period ends, you'll be charged a standard or regular APR. That could be much higher, or it could actually even be lower than your previous rate before doing a transfer. So be sure you understand exactly what happens when the promotion ends. Another charge that you need to be aware of is called a balance transfer fee. It's a one-time fee for any amounts you transfer, and it generally ranges from 3% up to about 5%. That's the highest that I've seen. For example, if you transfer $1,000 to a card with a 3% transfer fee, you'll be charged $30, which increases your total debt to $1,030 on that card. However, some cards offer a 0% fee if you complete a transfer during a limited period, such as within 60 days of opening a new account. And I received a question about this exact topic from Lorna S. She says, "Thank you so much for your Money Girl podcasts, which are helping me conquer my fear of money. I'm about to transfer my credit card balance to a 0% interest rate card. However, there's something I don't understand. It says there is no introductory balance transfer fee for transfers made during the first 60 days of opening the account. But what happens after 60 days?" Lorna, thanks so much for sending in this question. Here's the deal. If you miss that incentive, you can still make a transfer after 60 days, but a fee would apply to any transfers that you make after 60 days. So be sure to take advantage of a no-fee offer if you see one and you know that doing a balance transfer is right for you. It's a pretty sweet deal. Another point to remember is that just because a card advertises 0% interest for 24 months, doesn't mean that you're guaranteed to qualify for those exact terms. You could be offered a shorter promotional period, or you may not be able to transfer as much debt as you'd like. That's because, just like with a regular credit card, transfer deals come with a credit limit. So if you have $6,000 of debt, but you get approved for a $2,000 credit limit, you'll only be able to move $2,000, including any transfer fee, to take advantage of the deal.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily, for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Or your grandma here with us, making carne asada.
She does love a cold Corona.
Throw in some dancing.
Oh, we can watch the game.
I'll drink to that.
So a backyard concert with football, food, dancing, and Corona?
And your grandma.
Or we could keep it simple.
Simple is good. Want a Corona?
Thanks. Salud to the perfect day.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So let's say you've been approved for a balance transfer offer. What happens is most cards give you the option to have your transfer deposited into your bank account so you can send the funds to the creditors that you want, or they may require that you complete an online form indicating who you want to pay, your account numbers, and the amounts, and then they send the funds on your behalf. You may have the option to do either of those processes. And no matter which one you choose, they both typically take about a week to process. Even during the promotional period, you must make monthly minimum payments on time. Otherwise, the consequences are harsh. Just one missed due date means a sweet 0% interest deal could be ripped out from under you and replaced with a default APR as high as 30%. That could easily wipe out any benefits you hope to get by doing a balance transfer in the first place. An important distinction to make about a balance transfer card is that the 0% APR that's applied to a balance transfer is not the same rate that you're charged for new purchases on the card. In most cases, regular purchases are charged the standard APR, which will be much higher. So don't make the mistake of thinking that if you go out shopping, you're going to get 0% APR on those charges. That introductory rate is only for the balance transfer. Now that you've gotten an overview of how balance transfer cards work, I want to talk about a common question that comes up, which is, how will getting one of these cards affect my credit? One of the most important factors that determines credit scores is called the credit utilization ratio. And I've done a lot of podcasts about credit and credit utilization. If this is something you want to dive deeper into, go to the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. Look on the top right-hand side of the page, and in the search bar, just put the word credit score or credit utilization, and you'll see a lot of shows that'll come up. This ratio is the amount of debt you have on revolving accounts, like credit cards and lines of credit, divided by your available credit. Here's an example. If you have $2,000 in debt and $8,000 in available credit, you're using one quarter of your limit. That means you have a 25% credit utilization ratio. Now, this is calculated in two ways. It's calculated for each of your revolving accounts, and it's also calculated as an aggregate on all of them. Using about 20 up to 25% of your available credit is the sweet spot recommended for building and maintaining optimal credit. Having a low utilization shows that you can use credit responsibly without maxing out your accounts. Getting a new balance transfer card or even an additional limit on an existing card instantly raises your available credit, which lowers your credit utilization and boost your scores. Likewise, The opposite is true when you close a card. And I'm mentioning this because canceling a credit card after you transfer the entire balance to a balance transfer card is something that happens quite frequently. And it's a bit of a rookie mistake. It may seem like a good way or a good idea to clean up your financial life. However, it comes with some unintended consequences that I want you to be aware of. One is that you instantly have less available credit when you cancel a credit card. So what does that do? Well, that spikes your utilization ratio and causes your scores to drop. Another strike against closing a credit card is that it eventually decreases the overall age of your credit history, which is an important factor in your scores. So instead of canceling a paid-off card, especially one that you've had for a long time, make a strategic decision to file it away or use it sparingly for purchases that you can pay off in full each month. Another factor that plays a small role in your credit scores is the number of recent inquiries for new credit. So applying for a new balance transfer card typically causes a small, short-term dip in your credit. Additionally, having a mix of both installment loans and revolving accounts plays a relatively small role in boosting your credit. Therefore, paying off a loan by transferring the entire balance to a transfer card could have a slightly negative effect, especially if it's your only installment account. However, the ding for closing a loan would likely balance out the positive effect of getting more available credit on a balance transfer card. If this has left your head spinning, just remember the bottom line is that if you don't close a card after transferring a balance to a new account, and if you don't apply for a bunch of other new accounts around the same time, the net effect should actually raise your credit. Unless you have a big purchase plan for the near future, like buying a home or buying a car, I wouldn't let the short-term implications of doing a balance transfer worry you. Instead, just focus on how to leverage it to save money and improve your finances in the long run. Before pulling the trigger on a no-interest transfer offer, I want you to be really, really clear and have a strategy to pay off the balance before the promotional period expires and stick to that plan. Here's an example of a situation where doing a balance transfer makes sense. Let's say you're having a great year at work or even a great quarter and are going to get a $5,000 bonus within 6 months. You plan to use the bonus to wipe out your $4,000 credit card debt. Instead of waiting for the bonus, well, you decide to pay off the credit card debt with a transfer card that charges 0% interest for 6 months. Once you receive your bonus, you would pay off the transfer in full before the 0% interest offer expires. But I'll tell you, if you're not positive that you can pay off the full amount in time, don't risk doing a balance transfer. When the music stops playing and the promotional period ends, you might get stuck with a higher interest rate than you started with. That's why it's so important to know what the card's regular interest rate will be after the promotion. Here's another way that you might think about tackling a balance transfer. Divide your balance by the number of months you're interest-free. For instance, if you get a 12-month 0% APR offer and transfer $6,000, pay 1/12 of it, or a minimum of $500 per month, to wipe it out on time so you don't get hit with a potentially higher interest rate after the promotion ends. Shifting a high-interest balance to a low or no interest card is a smart way to save interest. It obviously doesn't make the balance go away, but it can make it much less expensive for a limited time. If you can save money despite any transfer fees, you'll come out ahead. And if you plow your interest savings back into your debt instead of spending it, you can pay off your balances even faster. So stay aggressive with a plan to get rid of your most expensive balances and cut back on making new card charges that you can't pay off in full. Please don't let a balance transfer just be an excuse to keep your debt even longer. Make a goal to use your credit cards for convenience, rewards, and to build credit, not to carry balances indefinitely from month to month. That way, you get the best out of your cards instead of them getting the best of you. And if you need help crunching the numbers, I'll put links to some really great calculators in the notes for the show. There's a balance transfer calculator from Bankrate.com and some debt calculators at a site that I really like called DinkyTown.com. Thanks so much for joining me on the show. I hope this clarified some of the terminology around using a balance transfer card. Do you have a money question or dilemma? A great way to keep the conversation going with a terrific community of thousands of very smart people is to join my private Facebook group called Dominate Your Dollars. People are asking great questions. They're also giving great answers. So to request your invitation, you can visit Dominate Your Dollars on Facebook or send me a text message for immediate access. Just text DOLLARS, that's DOLLARS, to the number 33444. I get in the group as often as I can, at least once a week, so I hope to see you there. You can also reach me directly through my contact page at lauradadams.com. If you're enjoying the show, I'm so glad that you're getting value from it. I would love for you to subscribe and also share it with a friend or family member. And if you haven't rated or reviewed the show yet on iTunes, I would really appreciate you taking a minute to submit a short 5-star review. I read all of the reviews. They mean so much to me. I love getting your feedback. Plus, it helps new listeners find us and understand what the show is all about so they can get the financial help and inspiration they need to live a richer life. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.